There's also a challenge a few minutes ago from, I think, two people who got in touch with us saying, where are those of the Muslim faith this morning? I think a gentleman on this line wants to describe himself as a person who is a Muslim. Good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, you have some points that you'd like to make.
Well, first of all, our thoughts for the people who actually lost loved ones, and our prayers as well. And to be honest with you, thanks ever so much for having me as well. And thanks ever so much for your comments earlier on. The general politics of Northern Ireland or the whole world, they are actually in very understanding of religion, of Islam. Islam means peace. And none of the Muslim faith ever accept any killing of any human being. There is no moderate Muslim or extreme Muslim or relaxed Muslim or easygoing Muslim. Muslim is a Muslim which is condemns every type of violence, no matter what religion or color or nationality. It's very, very simple. And that's what actually Islam is about. And people, they might say, oh, but they pretend or they would like to say this and do the opposite. It's completely wrong. It's really, really simple. Islam is peace. And we do really condemn everything does happen to innocent people or any people, you know, human being generally.
So let me stop you there and then ask the obvious question for people who aren't across the details of the faith. How is it then that we have so many people who are involved in terrorism who believe that they, if they kill someone else, they will, they, if they kill the infidels, they will have the reward of heaven? How has that been allowed to get into the minds of those who believe they are of the Islamic faith when they carry out acts of terrorism? Where has the bastardization of your faith happened?
Well, you see, the way the media look at things and they pick up bits and pieces and they actually go and they name the infidels and believers and all these sort of things. Islam is very clear. There is nothing as such as infidels and unbelievers and all these sort of things. Because Islam, actually, you have to believe in Judaism, you have to believe in Christianity to actually call yourself a Muslim. And if we look back at the history, there is a lot of people, they don't even believe in God and they never ever had a faith. They lived under the Islam and under the umbrella of Islam. And nobody ever actually bothered with these people here. Well, it's actually the opposite. They've been protected and they've been actually guarded under, you know, the umbrella of Islam. So what they say, they actually like to pick up bits and pieces to create something for the people just to talk about, which is sometimes it has been actually sort of highlighted and give more weight than what it actually supposed to. And whatever motive or reason they have to, it's rather sad, but we're all human beings and we always have the same suffering. We're all got the same feelings. And it's actually tragic and sad for people actually to actually pick up and points and leave other points without really understanding the whole meaning of Islam.
So those people who carried out the terrorist acts, who believe they're involved in a holy war, what's your message to those people?
Well, to start with, I would like to just bring up a point. There is nothing as such as a holy war. There is never, ever has been a holy war. The struggle in life generally, you know, going to school, day-to-day things, that's basically everybody's struggle. So there is nothing really as such as a holy war. Holy war is just something has been created and, you know, sort of made up to sort of get an identity to something and label it so people they can use it and just sort of give themselves an excuse to persecute certain people. But there is nothing really as such as a holy war or anything like that. And Frank, to be honest with you, Islam is actually against everything which is goes against the human being in regards to their rights and, you know, their rights and their liberty. It doesn't matter what religion you are. It's against Islam to actually commit anything, you know, against these people here. You know, it doesn't matter whatever. Only God can judge people.
Is there anything in the Quran that says you should kill the infidels?
Well, you see, everybody takes their own interpretation of things. Because if you look back to the Ten Commandments, they go, the eye for an eye and the tooth for the tooth and this and that. But the fact is, it's like the glass. You look at the glass and people, they say half full and some people, they say half empty. It's actually what sort of understanding of people. But I'm not really that knowledgeable of, you know, the Holy Quran as a full. But from my understanding, the Quran never, ever encouraged any people to go and kill anybody.
In fairness, you make a very good point, which I made earlier in the program. If we took everything literally from the Bible...
I really thank you for that as well, because you've been extremely fair and, you know, trying to explain the points, because you understand the politics of Northern Ireland. It's a very small community, and Northern Ireland is not overly big, and everybody knows who's who or why or where. And as you can see, a lot of Muslim people, they do contribute. I mean, if you look at the hospitals, you look at nurses, you look at different things, they actually take an extremely good part, you know, in the economy. And if you look, none of the Muslim community in here ever, you know, misbehaved or actually betray or even come across as what they call them fanatics or trying to create a hatred. We always try to actually be a Muslim in our behavior, which means peace. You know,
how does it make you feel that that terrorist yesterday and other people who've carried out similar acts have done it, have claimed to do it on behalf of your faith? How does that make you feel?
To be honest with you, that's what I said at the beginning, our thoughts with the people who actually has been affected. Because this is just utterly, it's not even for the words to explain. Because this is just against Islam. And our prayers go for these people here, because it is not really anything people can dwell on or try to justify. There is no grounds for anybody to say, well, I have done that for this. It doesn't matter whatever their thoughts or their motives, it never ever justify killing innocent people, children, you know. It's not really a matter of war or anything as such. It just, the words cannot even explain that. So basically, we are really speechless. It's just not expected to be something like that. It's just really, really, really bad. And our prayers and thoughts really for the people affected and the people of, you know, Manchester and, you know, the surrounding area. And to be honest with you, it is just the chance for, you know, Islam to be blamed for anything, or actually people insinuate or try to blame it on this here. Islam is far, far away and distancing itself, and nothing would really justify for killing any human being, doesn't matter what color or race.
Listen, thank you very, very much for listening to the program, and thank you indeed for the call. Thank you.
Thanks for having us, and our prayers for the people of Manchester and everybody around the world who has been affected by terrorism. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. There, you wanted a Muslim voice. There, you got it.